will keep us joy with the shout of giving. Let's make God the producer of our
faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Pastor. And I said that I'm part of the most times is a build up. Is a build up. What men we see is suddenly. But they were not aware of the days of the build-up. But what they can see is a suddenly. Can we pray in the next 1 minute? Tell God that I need something today. The Bible said in the book of John, John chapter 7, he said on that great day, the final day of the feast, that Jesus Christ rose up and said, whosoever passed. See, the feast has been going on since Monday. It's the first day, it's not the second, it's not the third. On the final day, Jesus, I know you have received something before. I know something has happened. If you are still hungry, come. If you are still hungry, I want just a few people that want God to do something for them this morning. Just raise up a cry of prayer. I said, Lord, this is why I'm here. It is not enough. It's not enough.
I'm gonna make you mine.
for such a drastic transformation that, well, it seems as if something has began to manifest in their life. My job this morning is to make you to see what precipitates that dimension begin to work in the manifestation of the nation. I mean, how can somebody be a carpenter and then after some season manifest in his life? And some of them called him Master, some called him Jeremiah, Isaiah. He used to be a carpenter, or something happened to him. Some of them used to be fishermen, but what happened to a fisherman? Apostle. A fisherman. I used to think that just because you know your calling, it means you are already there. I never knew. My father is a pastor too. So I grew up in church and I saw many things happening. I took it for granted. I thought it's automatic. Until when I began to grow, I found that for every man there is a price to pay to enter into your ordination. This is the story that is not told many people. And they think that because you stayed in church for 15 years makes for maturity, makes for you entering into your ordination. Huh? For every call, for every ordination, there is a sacrifice to pay. For Jesus, there are sacrifices he paid to come to the place where he manifested as a prophet. But the season came, a higher dimension of his ordination. And he took them to the courts of Caesarea Philippi. And he asked them, he said, what do you say that I am? What do you say that I am? And many people there come and I say, you are Jeremiah. I say, you don't know who you are, Caesar. What's your name? Everybody. I say, people call you, you don't know you. When a man enters into the holy site, where men are made, they begin to eat in the holy site. A season comes where your name will not be everywhere. If you mean that it's possible that in the spirit, the same man, the same woman that is called everywhere is a Deborah in the spirit. The woman that has the capacity to stand between Peter and Ramah and receive the grace and anointing to be a judge in the spirit. Meanwhile, men call you Ebube. We don't know who you are yet until you enter a place. Peter will be a fisherman, but his ordination is an apostle that has the city to frontline the move of God in his generation. But before he entered the very side, he is a fisherman. Huh? Such that these people, the Pharisees, took knowledge of them and said they are ignorant men. What they didn't know is that there were seasons we are out of sight. There were seasons where men be serious. We are in the very sight. And after some time, they said that these men have been with Jesus. Huh? You can be with Jesus when you come out to become a different kind of man. They will find out that all the summary of the things that people said you are, they have not known you yet. There is you that is about to come. We need to understand what it takes to precipitate that one that this generation is waiting for. You are not the one that this generation is waiting for. There is another person, another you, and that is the one that we call, and the generation will answer. Until that one comes, we continue to turn on the things that makes us. A man is only existing until he stumbles upon a place in the spirit where his identity is not sure. It is when you wear the garment of your identity and come out in this realm that you speak to a generation and they hear. Because there is a man that God has ordained in the time people such that the generation will respond to you. The Bible said in the book of Jeremiah, he said, before you enter the water soon, I what? I didn't hear you. I what? I'm not hearing my sister. I what? When you enter your mother's womb, that means there is the you that God knew. And 70% of the people going to church living on this earth, they don't even know the you that God knew. Talk more of walking in the reality of the one that God knew. So they watch as they have, they will see like this and will watch. They will say, when will my son arise? Why is he living less than we have ordained for him? Can his eyes be opened so that he will see the greatness that lies within him? And then the facility takes to cause him to break forth in the spirit. See, I don't know about you, Anthony, I will break forth because a generation will be bound until a man arises. The Bible said that the law and the prophets were until John, but after the days of John, he said the kingdom is pushed and men presses into it. That means John is a matter in the spirit.
is a sign. That means from the day of John, certain things become possible that is not possible. Are you free? John received the capacity in the spirit to open up the window of possibility for men. So from the day of John, certain things that were not possible to men became possible because John arrived on the scene. Even though the kingdom was not possible before the days of John, John was a man of stature in the spirit. The Bible said that he stayed in the wilderness for long. No cost and honey was his food, and camel's skin was his skin along his loins. He stayed there, continued tithing, because his eyes is upon a generation. His eyes is upon the one that he has seen in the spirit. He has seen that he's a man that we all shine a new move, a generation, a move of God. So he needed to grow large in the spirit enough so that when he appears, he doesn't need to say it. Even the Jews, the Pharisees, they will cry out to God. Who are you? Even Jesus needed to be identified properly. If identified properly, you will not be able to accomplish your assignment. And there are many facilities that is installed in the kingdom for destiny and ordination identification. The process that makes for the identification of men, the re-identity in the kingdom, and the ordination they carry is what we call baptism. Are you with me? So John was speaking. He said that the one that sent me told me this, that you will know the Messiah when you baptize him. So baptism became the system by which the Messiah will, not Jesus. Not Jesus the man, but Jesus Christ, what? The Messiah. So the Messiah and Christ is talking about the office and the ordination and mandate that he came to accomplish upon the face of the earth. I take you back a little. If you go to the book of Matthew, the scripture said that Jesus asked them. He said, whom do men say that I am? You need to ask that question sometimes. As for who am I indeed? Am I just another lady passing upon the face of the earth? Very soon you finish school and now you give birth to children. That's who you are. No, I have to be bigger than this. That's my car in my city place. I know it is bigger. So when Jesus asked that question, everybody told me, you are Jeremiah, you are this. But Jesus knew that there is something bigger. And as they're asking those questions, he said anything. He was waiting until Peter arose. He said, thou art Christ and the Son of the living. Describing to us the twofold dimension, representing the person of Jesus and the office of Jesus. The Christ is representing the office and ordination that he carries, and the Son of the Living God is talking about his personality. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Shall we say amen?
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
You know why you need to follow me? When people like us teach and preach, it is beyond our teaching and preaching. God is doing sometimes up to 100 things. Because what we do is to carry the possibilities of and come. So for some people, there is circumcision going on in their heart. Some people, there is baptism. Some people, there is impartation. Some people's scales are falling off. Some people, there is deliverance. There is healing. Some people, all of them will happen for you. Some people, there is a prophet, a shift. So that when you go back, you notice that without that, something has shifted in your life. Somebody took one of our messages and was listening from outside the country, said that when he listened to it, suddenly he felt like groaning. He said, "Now, don't be weird. Let me take my prayer as much as I was praying Shakataba. If others grow, me too will grow." He listened to it and he said, "Whoa!" He said, until one day he said, the only way he couldn't grow is if he did. Because there is a praying spirit. My brother, I was not born like this, but I found out something in God. I found out a place where my infirmities are subsumed. That's why I'm moving in the natural. But when I arrived here, I come to another man. They say, God, to live in the lower places. When God calls me up to the higher place in him, and I command up on the wings I use, and by the spirit of prayer, I can begin to drive and drive. Where you stop is where you want to stop. And the young man began. we that grow. We grow near not we that grow. There is a Holy Spirit within me, oh. We grow near not we that grow. I pray, hear not I pray. That's the reason why prayer is hard for people. They didn't know that there is a spirit that prays. What I do is to partner to you, my members, to the people who wants to pray all the time. The men that pray all are men that have realized the Holy Spirit like me. You know, have been realized the Holy Spirit likes to pray. He's a prayer for all the time he's praying. And you have not realized. He's a prayer. All I do is to join you in his ministry. Prayer doesn't originate from man. Prayer originates from God. What man does is to join God in his ministry. And then he begins to pray to you. Somebody cannot pray for 20 hours if the spirit is not helping. Somebody cannot pray for 10 hours. There are days if I pray for, I will say I will pray for 15 minutes. I will pray and check my time, it's only 5 minutes. But these days, I will come and say, let me just pray for 2 minutes. It's just 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes I want to pray, and I will stay there.
Thank you.
the time until you are in tune. When you are there, you don't tell people what you are. In this age, people get titles, bear anything. Some say they are pastors, apostles, anything. I'm not against it. What I'm interested in is, it's not about the name. It's about the person that carries the possibility. So even though it might be true that I'm tied into something, you have to wait until it comes. That's when it's clear that when you look at your life, I know that, you see, more things happen to people when I'm not there than when I'm there. That is one of the keynotes of the apostolic ministry. It is that your authority level goes beyond the place that you are doing the physical business. So we can stay in one room and pray. There are messages people listen to in the US and things happen. Meanwhile, we are just staying in the room. But the authority that is in it is global. That means there is a price that has been paid that have the capacity to spread the power of what you are doing to all the ends of the earth. Jesus asked the question, he said, whom do men say that I am? That means even him need to be identified properly. They said, you are Jeremiah. He didn't answer. You got him, know he's not Jeremiah. They said, you are Isaiah. He didn't answer because he knows he's not Isaiah. They say you are one of the prophets. He said, you didn't answer because he knows it's not one of them. He continued waiting. There is something God showed him in this place. If there was nobody there that properly identified him, he will go back in the place of cooking. He will know that the time of manifestation has not arrived. The reason why men are not able to identify who you are is because you have not done business long enough so that your identity will become something that is an open secret in the spirit. Any man that preaches in the spirit can identify you.
want many more firsts in their life is because first, they have not realized their gift. They have not prayed into their gift. It's one. Number two is that they either they don't have weapon and the only weapon they have is incompetent. A young man met me, he saw himself in a dream and a dog will be chasing him. A dog will be chasing him. And what he has to fight that dog is a broom. Satan in broom. I didn't hear you. Satan in broom. I didn't hear you. Satan in broom. So when he brings the broom and tells the dog, go, the dog will do like this. You tell the dog, go, the dog will do like this. And come back. That's the story of many believers. Your result is not consistent, it's not permanent. You are up today, you are down tomorrow. Because the spirit that is involved, that is manipulating the outcome of your life, knows that you lack the capacity to be consistent, to enter into the place in God where you have received what it takes to sustain your victory. I told him what you need to do is to ask God for a change of weapon. I told him, do like this. When he came out, the change is no more using. He saw that he's using a saw. Huh? So the dog came again and he threw the dog. Wah! The dog shouted, ran. Came back after some time and started fighting him now. He was cutting the dog. The saw is good, but it's not. So the saw is screaming, but it wasn't that deadly. I told him we need to enter prayer again. We need to upgrade your weapon in the spirit. It's obvious the weapon you need is a sword, but it's not upgraded. So when we went, after some months, he now saw another sword. This one is the color of red flame. It was burning. The dog came again up and he raised the sword. This time around, when he raised the sword, the dog began to run. Now let me tell you. Weapons in the spirit gives you clearance. In fact, there are places you appear, all you need to do is to show your weapon. Everybody will clear. I say, that's what I do. I have gone to meetings and witches and witchcraft, they sat on the meeting, nothing will happen. As I met, all things are going on. I say, just allow me to touch the mic. As soon as I touch the mind, all the witchcraft, all kinds of things, it is normal. All of them, they sat down. Fire was burning everywhere. It is normal that some of us, when we come, second we be. I went to Oto Kebayesa for a crusade one time. When I came there after the meeting, during the administration session, and I told them to shout fire 7 times. They shouted the first one. Second one, third one. On the third one, people began to manifest, all kinds of things began to happen. Then one lady now met me as I wanted to cast out the devil. He now said, we know you, we have been waiting for you. I said, that's my first time of being in Bayelsa. Talk more of what you want. I want to ask, how did they know me? It's only you that doesn't know that they know you. I mean, believers are not standard. They don't know that they know them and things are happening. You are the only one that have not really taken your destiny serious. Many of the times, Satan has picked your stifling spirit and he might not know everything about the star, but he can trace the destiny of his star by its brightness and the energy that he can emit. He might not be able to speak about the secrets that is inside the star, but he can trace the possibility star by the energy and light that the star emits. Are you with me? So he can begin to put stumbling block on the way. And many young men, many of the stumbling blocks he puts is the stumbling block of immorality. They begin to watch pornography. Begin to touch people. A young pastor met me, said that his problem now is that he has tried in his brain, but anytime he sees a lady, he can't stop himself. He goes and sleeps in the lady. The problem now is that if he come out, his gifts still work. So he's, you know what? Satan has seen where that guy is going. So what he does is, he knows he can't stop this kind of man that have known that he has a calling.
what is he going to do? He will put so much stumbling block on your path that you will lack the capacity to reach there. Some people tell me that they ask God for forgiveness and all that. I say, yeah, forgiveness is good. But anytime a man sins, he takes you back. Try it. In fact, many of the time, when you watch pornography, you find it hard to pray. That is to show you that the Christian life is organic. There is death ministered to your fellowship with God when you engage in anything that is not of God. And if it is true that you don't feel that again, it will mean that your heart has entered into a realm called progress. Because that means at this point, you are no more feeling the pangs of the Holy Spirit. This time around, this person cannot be helped. He needs a heavy encounter. Are you with me? Can we say amen? I say, who do men say that you are? Who do God say that you are? Huh? That one that God has said you are. Satan has seen the energy and the light of the star. And he has come in time and has put things in your stumbling block. Some people is laziness. I have somebody say he cannot, he can't pray for more than 1 hour. Meanwhile, his ordination is to be a warrior, a prayer machine. There are many people here, you are supposed to be a prayer machine. That's what happened to one of my sisters, biological sister. She was trying to dodge her calling, doing many things, until one day I caught her. And when we baptized her in prayer, I'm talking to you as of today, she can lock herself up for 2 days and she's praying. She doesn't open the door until 2 days past his prayer. All you'll be hearing in the room is sometimes they will be pushing the door. If the person comes and she's small, she will smile, but in the spirit, she's a lion. I said, may you not be in the natural small in the spirit. You didn't hear me. May you not be big in the natural small in the spirit. He has done everything. The only thing that he did do is commit the act. I said, you are as guilty as everybody. Because the problem is not the act, it's the impact of the act. And one was careless. He was always moving around ladies. Ladies, you know, I don't know, some of you are in school and you are about to enter school and all that. He's moving around, and one of the days, the lady came into his office. He's one of the executives. And when before he went, the lady opened her coat and she was stark naked. He now pushed away. Nothing happened, but he said for most, the picture he saw was tormenting him. Some people, it is not as if they are involved in the act, but the pornography they saw since last 2 years is what is tormenting them. Fire will come here, and if they are willing men, they will come. Let's come to the refiner's fight so that it will cook us. People don't tell themselves the truth. They want to continue like that. You can't come in the package. Fire need to pour so that the real man will be unveiled. The one we are seeing here is not the real one. There is the one set that doesn't want to appear. That one is under the siege of pornography, under the siege of masturbation, fornication, lies, corruption, cheating. Set that doesn't want you to appear. The most accurate will be the spirit. What you need is not a fire to do it. What you need now is the refiner's fire. Fire!
subjected to seasons of baptisms, their identity will not be revealed. You see, in context, the focus of the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is baptism. Can I see it? Can you project it for me? Because I need to go back and show you something. You might not realize that the context of this scripture is starting from what Jesus spoke of from verse 5. Let's see verse 5. You see, he said, for John, what? Truly, John baptized. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days of experience. And the word is what? Baptism. Say after me, baptism. I didn't hear you. Say after me, baptism. Say after me, baptism. It will mean that baptism is a case that believer needs to encounter, needs to be subjected to, not just once, not twice, in fact, many times. I asked him, how many baptisms do we have in the Bible? The person said two, baptism in water and baptism in the Holy Spirit. Well, if you study the Bible well, you find that there are many baptisms. In fact, what we have as many baptisms as there are instruments of baptism. So, in one aspect, the instrument of baptism is water. And the baptism in water represents the rest of them. It will mean death, burial, and resurrection. So, you are in that experience. You are joined with Christ. Then, there is, the scripture said, there are dead that are baptized into Christ. That one is a different matter on its own. In fact, the scripture said in the Old Testament that the Israelites were baptized into Moses. There are many baptisms. So in many seasons, God baptizes you into an experience that have the capacity to unlock a dimension of you. Something that is in your ordination and identity. So we never knew who Jesus was. We always thought he was a carpenter until he came to where John is doing baptism. And when John baptized him, the scripture said that the Holy Ghost like a dove and what? It was there that we knew that he was the Son of God. That the person we thought was a carpenter was beyond a carpenter. That there is something more concerning our lives. I said you will not know that your life is beyond this until baptisms begin to come in your life. Several baptisms. A lady met me because many people don't even know when they experience baptisms. Because they don't know that that is what they experience. A lady met me and said, after the meeting, that she noticed that it's massive. Are you with me? If you have me, say amen. Amen. She said she noticed that her body used to burn. How many of you? Sometimes your body burns a part of your body, a part of your body. This lady now said, it is her spine. See massive? Her spine around her back, it burns. She doesn't know that that is a proof that she has encountered the baptism. Meanwhile, she doesn't know. That's not where I'm going to. But once you experience it, especially when you encountered it, with men like us, it will mean that you are being baptized with the spirit of prayer. That's how it begins to manifest. It begins to burn. That is the sign of your own baptism. But you don't know now. You don't know you have been identified in the spirit as a prophetic intercessor. That you have a special grace in the place of prayer beyond the normal prayer that the man prays. You have an engineer in the inside of you that have the capacity to walk prayer. Prayer can be walked. Huh? Did you do mathematics? Huh? Show or walk it. Prayer can be walked. If you go to the book of Acts of the Apostles, the scripture said that when Peter was arrested, they said they made prayer. That means it's a concussion. Certainly concussion. How many of you are a chemist or you are studying pharmacy? Raise your hand. You are a chemist or you are studying pharmacy. Where are you now? I mean, you are. Which one are you studying? Or chemistry? Biochemistry? Which one? You are a chemist. Okay. Let me make it. You have been to a chemist before. I know many of us. If you go to a chemist, you tell a chemist, you have malaria, you will take only maybe a meter. But if you go to chemist, still you want. That's the difference between you and a chemist. A man that prays normally,
there is only one drop for one event. But a man that is called to the place of prayer as a result of the fact that you are baptizing the tiptoe spirit of a prophetic person, you are a chemist, you are a pharmacist. You know how to mix drug. So when you come to a chemist, he will tell you, take multivitamin. Add the paracetamol to it. Mommy knows this one. You add paracetamol to it. Add artemether. By the time you are through, drug will fill your hand. But if they suddenly you to take drug for malaria, you just take one drug and go. But only the chemists know that when you come to the place of need, that you need a mixture. It's a concussion that brings potency. It's a potent potency. It will tell you take it 10 times. But if the one drug, you don't even know, you just take it one. When the thing reduces, you stop. But the chemist will tell you what, take it 10 times. But you that doesn't know, once the symptom reduces, you stop. After 1 week, it will start again. Meaning that the chemist knows that one dose will bring down the symptom, but it will not take care of the sickness. When you take the second dose, it will knock down the sickness. 10 dose will finalize it. That is how the prophetic intercessor engages prayer as a result of the fact God has invested a spirit of prayer in him. When that person appears, a normal person just prays for his need, pray, and go. Because as far as it's concerned, prayer is one thing. But the person that has the spirit of grace and supplication, when he appears, you know, a prayer can be 5 names, double name, 3 names, 7 names, depending on what God wants to achieve. So when he appears, he's moving on 7 names. He's doing concussion. He's not praying, he's doing on 7 times in concussion. He is the work of their protector. So there are people praying for certain things. Some of them are praying that God should anoint them. They don't know that there is a certain concussion of prayer that makes for the anointing oil. How many of you have heard of the anointing oil that God told Moses to produce? He said, this do by the work of their protector. The work protector is the old word for a pharmacist, for a chemist. Are you with me? It means that I know little about them. There is what we call pharmacokinetics. There is what we call pharmacognosy. There are many types of pharmaco. The target of all the pharmaco is to produce a unchecked drug that when the man takes it, he shoots you, and then the sickness goes. Have you not noticed that there are prayers you have been praying for 1 year, nothing has happened? Some of them knows. It means that even though you are praying, you don't know how to concord prayer. When you concord it, you keep that issue between once. That my time has finished. Verse 6.
That's around you.
So when they have come together, they asked him, Lord, will thou at this time restore the kingdom of Israel, the kingdom to Israel? Verse 7. He said unto them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. Verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. There is something that we always stop. We stop here. But if you go further, the Bible said they went to their company and they began to pray. Once. Almost all of you have visited the refinery. I didn't say crude oil refinery. I don't say refinery. Have you visited the refinery before? Anything that has the capacity to distill according to temperature and pressure is a refinery. If you put something in fire like this, and then you heat it, it begins to separate itself. The higher one on top, you will see different colors. Then you have been to a refinery. You know, I'm not saying do a refinery. There are many things that needs to be refined. For example, me, I grew up in the village, and we used to refine palm oil. How many of you have seen that? What? When they finish, they will now be turning like this, and the oil will be coming out. The industrial one. When you are through, you will find out that the oil in this different grades, it's different layers. By the time you get to the ground, you will see the thicker one. How many of you agree with me? If you agree with me, say amen. Now, those things sedimented into those different layers as a result of heat and pressure. So when the Bible said that he shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, he's saying that access to power when the Holy Ghost comes. And the measure to which you have that access is dependent on how much you are willing to submit your life to the refinery of the Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit comes, he comes with the refinery of power. Are you getting the point? So many people say, I have the Holy Ghost now, I can speak in tongues, but there is no power. I used to ask people, now that you have the Holy Ghost, where is the power? The reason why power is not there the way you expect it is because you have not submitted the Holy Ghost, what you have received, to the refinery of the Spirit. Huh? Some people have submitted it to refinery, but they are hitting their own at 30 degrees Celsius. Huh? At that point, not many things will present. Some people, when they listen to me, they will now increase their own to 50 degrees Celsius. And then new things will precipitate in their life. There is more to your life you don't know, my brother. There is more. There is more. Go to the refinery. Go to the refinery. Go to the refinery. When you go to the refinery, you increase it from 50 to 70. New things will precipitate. After some time, you increase it from 70 to 100. Not just the pressure, you increase the pressure on it. When you increase the pressure on it, certain constraints that you never knew were there will start coming. Let me tell you, it is when you have that certain temperature, high temperature and pressure, that you start seeing aviation fuel. Certainly aviation fuel. Aviation fuel is for flying. Certainly flying. You are not responding. Certainly flying. In the spirit, a believer, you know, they say, these witches that fly. Brothers and sisters, I bring to you a news today. Believers also fly. Somebody will say it's not true. Let me show you from the scriptures. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Let me quickly show you before I go. If you show me quickly, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. My technical man. Watch. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. And in the way eagles mount with wings, that way somebody that waits on the Lord mounts his own. No, in the spirit, we don't trek. In fact, if you trek, if you go to the verse before this, he said that the youth shall be weaned. Huh? He said, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Meaning that there is a possibility of being weary when you run and fainting when you walk. But when a man mounts on wings like eagles, such a man will begin to soar. Meanwhile, there is an energy of fight. We call it ascendancy in the spirit. So till a man gets ascendancy, there is no possibility of him getting a flight in God. So when we are prayed before God, we begin to invent him. So by adventure, we are able to precipitate the adventure prayer. There is only a prayer in your spirit that has the capacity to power flight in God. So even though we can fly, we have to go to the refinery first, and then we begin to precipitate. When aviation prayer comes, then we put it in our machine and begin to fly in the spirit. Even though you can fly, when you are moving from vessel to the point, when aviation prayer can come out, so that you can mount your wings as eagles. You can fly, but where is the prayer? We need to go back to the
let's go to the Bible and do theological exegesis. We began to analyze and argue. 1 hour passed, 2 hours passed, 3 hours passed, 4. Do you know after everything the guy said, you are wrong? I said, why are you? He said, later, later. That's when I found out people don't give their life to Christ because they understood what you said. They give their life to Christ because there is an attack, a compelling power. Something compels the man, not because they want to. The guy said he was coming to my meeting. He said something came on him. It was like he was hypnotized. The power was dragging him to the altar. He cannot escape. He went out for the seat, but the power was pushing him to the altar. Somebody an attack. Somebody power. Compelling power. That's what moves men from one point to another. When I left that place, I cried for my life. I said, I've been doing evangelism every day, giving to tracts, telling them you must be born again. And every day I tell them they are finding those things and smoking every day. I realize that I need something more to compare them to the knowledge of Christ. I need power. I stumbled on a book by a man called the Reverend Yeo. He said in the first chapter, he said, give me oxen or I die. I went and prayed and fasted for 6 days. I said, Lord, give me this soul or I die. After 6 days fasting, I appear. The guy went to school fellowship. He went there to start a dance. There is a young lady who saw. He wanted to make the lady his girlfriend. He has a house on campus. He has already won after the first second time. He let the same come to our fellowship. After you have come, I will give you my number and I will come and listen to you in your room. He has agreed on that final day. That was when my fasting finished and God was waiting for him. He entered the church and when he entered the fellowship, the Holy Ghost was moving. And when the Holy Ghost was moving, he came, he said, some people were falling under power. He said, my man like me fall under power. He went to the wall and lit his back. He said, I will not fall under power. He said, this multitude that fall under power. He said, my man like me cannot fall under power. You are only doing my man because you have not seen power. When power comes, my man leaves the door. After some time, the fellowship president met him and just touched his head like this. The guy is shook. He said, no, I can't. everywhere you are. Can you see me? Can I get a bucket or a tongue like a bowl of water? If I can get it in 1 minute, I want to show you an example. Pray in the spirit, open, something is about to happen. It's not an example. As I'm giving this example, many people will come under the influence of this example.
Believers are
you all together.
There are ministries being activated. I will ask you, just take your right hand to your tongue. Being activated. Being activated. Being activated. Being activated. At the count of three, from my left to my right, from the front to the back, every dormant ministry, every dormant grace, every dormant anointing, let it be activated now. One.